Hey everybody, welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is The Big Show. Today's a pre-record. We do that sometimes when our guests are overseas because of the time difference and whatnot, and when we broadcast it, we broadcast them a little earlier so that their bass fans and whatnot, where they're at, don't have to, you know, listen in the middle of the night and whatnot. Of course, you can listen to the show anytime, the podcast anytime, but that's what we do, and it just seems to it works out for us. So there we go. I'm very, very excited about today's show. I should start off by saying today's show is sponsored by Metal Babe Mayhem, metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, not R-O-X-X. Or metalbabe.com. Either will get you there to Metal Babe Mayhem. They've got all kinds of really cool clothing and patches and pens and jewelry and just all the kind of stuff. If you like cool stuff, rocking cool stuff, you got to go to Metal Babe Mayhem. They rock. They're awesome. Very, very good stuff. Big sponsors of the show and have been for years now. It's amazing, and I just love Allison and all the fine folks over there at Metal Babe Mayhem. So let's get the story started, folks. Way back in the day, but back in the 80s when I was a kid, there was an album that came out from a band from Glasgow, Scotland, and I loved it. I bought this album. It was Lettin' Loose by Heavy Petting. And it was awesome. These guys were very, very cool. They came on tour. I remember seeing it in the trades and whatnot. It was in the Metro Times in Detroit. I remember seeing that when they came on tour. I think they played at Harpo's. I believe it was Harpo's. It's been a long time and a lot of martinis ago. But Heavy Petting, and I really, really just dug them. They were on tour with a lot of big names. Big names. Really cool band. And fast forward a couple years now, and I got to sit down with Gary Mote. Gary Mote was the drummer of Heavy Petting, and he just, you know, man, he brought it with them. And now he's the lead vocalist of a brand new band called Burnout Wreck. And he's still bringing it, and it's awesome. Very, very cool. So I got to sit down with him via Skype, and we're going to play this for you. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. So here it is, without further ado, today's Pop Rocks Radio Show, with special guest Gary Mote. Enjoy, guys. Here it is. Well, good morning. How are you? Or good afternoon, I should say, over in England there. How are you?
I'm great. How's yourself? Yeah.
Oh, good, 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 good. So we're, you know, I've been a big fan of you. I loved your work with Heavy Petting, and man, the new Burnout Wreck stuff is just fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you, yeah. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, you know?
Oh, I'm telling you, but, you know, you made it happen. How, now you started this in 2016?
We went in to record in 2016, yeah. I wrote about six songs in 2016, because half of the album is some older tunes that I had sat around and I've been wanting to record them for ages. It was just when we could get into the studio and get it all together, you know?
I hear you.
And so I thought, well, once we actually seriously thought about it, I think I'll write some new tunes and freshen it up a bit, you know? So that's what happened there.
Well, it's cool. It's very cool. So the new album, Burnout Wreck, is, No, it's Swallow. I'm sorry. Swallow's the new album. I totally turned around for a second. But I've got all the tracks in front of me here. 11 tracks. And yeah, that's very cool. Now, you in Heavy Petting were drumming, and then you switched it up to do vocals. How did that come about?
Well, in Heavy Petting, when Heavy Petting first started, myself and Gordon Bonner, the guitarist, were old school chums, obviously. You know, we'd been through school together and formed bands together, so we were always writing songs together. Gordon would come up with mostly all the riffs, and I would get the melodies and start the lyrics off, you know. So I was always doing that, even though I was the drummer, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, so it just seemed like the natural thing once I decided to try and put something out myself, because, you know, trying to find a singer that can sing what's in your head just never happens, really, you know.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. But all of my friends have always been musicians. And they're always saying that, you know. They're always saying it. Because you kind of, you know, you just wind up doing everything yourself. Or if you can't find what you're looking for, you know what I mean? And that sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's hard.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Now, you guys in Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, on you go. It's all right.
Oh, I was going to say, now, you guys are located in Northamptonshire, UK. Where in the UK is that? Is that the north or the south or?
No, it's southeast.
Southeast.
Yeah, it's about 60 miles north of London.
Okay. So close enough you got to go into town for work, right? And far enough that you don't have to deal with it. That's
right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Gary, that's how I am with Miami. We're about 60 miles, about an hour north of Miami, and it's and that's just fine. You know, the traffic isn't nearly as bad. Crazy. Now, let me ask you. Now, you had mentioned a little bit growing up and whatnot. Were you always the music guy? I mean, did you, growing up, you knew that this is what you were going to be doing and whatnot. How did you get into it?
Just watching, like, Top of the Pops when I was young, you know. Right away back in the late 60s, you know, and then into the early 70s, you know, bands like T-Rex and The Sweet and, you know, all that kind of music, you know, on Top of the Pops. That just really gave you a real good buzz, and I thought I'd love to be a drummer, you know, and a lot of the bands from that sort of era, they had two drummers, you know, so it was exciting, you know, and that's really what got me into it, you know, so.
So how'd you get your first set of drums? Did you do extra work or find them? Did they fall off the back of a truck? What happened?
The very first set that I ever got, that was a little Red Sparkle kit, you know, and my dad bought me that when I was about 10 and 11, and it was from Woolworths, you know.
Oh,
it was,
nice.
I quickly destroyed that, you know. I quickly destroyed that and had to beg and steal and borrow to get my first proper full-size kit, you know.
Well, that's cool, which came, though.
Yeah, that came about a year later.
That's cool, parents, you know, because a lot of my friends, when they start drumming, you know, their parents are like, oh, you need to do that at your friend's house. I had
exactly.
Two friends that in our basement. We had a big basement, so and a heavy door. So
yeah,
it was always over at my place. That's okay. That's
a heavy door.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, my mom and dad must have been mad, you know.
Well, hey, you could have been doing worse things. You could have been doing worse.
That's right. But we had the full backline, the full PA set up in my bedroom, you know, and the house was rocking, you know, the street was rocking.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Oh, man. So that was, you know, you're right. That is an exciting time, all that stuff. And, you know, I'm a big fan of all that. I love all that, the Sweet and all that. And then it, you know, music, it's kind of strange, you know, but the rise of rock kind of happened. And especially in the 80s and whatnot, you know, I mean, it seemed like it was everywhere. I grew up in the Midwest of the States, in Detroit. And, man, there was a big rock scene, everybody was into it, I should say, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We played in Detroit.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. You guys probably played a place called Harpo's, I imagine. That was the rock place when I was a kid.
I'll try to remember where. It was a club we played in. It was a club, like it had tables and stuff in it, you know. And I know that Golden Earring played it the night before, and we played it with Rat. We played it with Rat. Because Rat were just coming out when we went to the States in 1984, and they were just out on a small tour with us. So, and they weren't the headliner, but we just said, well, we'll go on before you because we like the idea of just getting in there, get on the stage and get out and get drunk, you know, and let Rat do the rest, you know. So it was we were partying all day long, you know, all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. So that was great. Yeah, great times.
Oh, man. So, no, was that the, on that tour, was that your first time in the States, right?
Yeah, we really only came over the once in 1984. We were there for a good 6 to 7 weeks. And we toured, as I say, we toured with Rat. We also toured with Motley Crue. We were on the Saxon Crusader tour. And Accept were on the Saxon Crusader tour, so and all these bands sort of jumped around from tour to tour, you know. It was just like it was crazy, you know. And then we played lots of clubs in between those dates when we were not in the arenas,
right?
And we were playing clubs on our own, and that was just great fun. It was such a crazy experience, you know, like Heavy Pen double bass drum song, Hell is Beautiful, you know, fast as anything you like. And people, and that's the last number. And we just cracked up because everybody got up to do a slow waltz, you know,
right.
The slow dance at the end of the night in clubs. And we were just like, what is going on with these guys? You know, Hell is Beautiful. I know you get that. Dancing, hugging each other.
Oh, crazy place. That must have been so much fun. Well, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you guys are due for another tour over here. So, you know, if you make it to South Florida, I got a guest room and we're 10 minutes from the beach. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, Amy lives in Houston in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So he's not far away from you.
Yeah, not too bad, you know, considering, the curvature of the earth and everything. That's cool, man. That's cool. So Burnout Rec, when you formed Burnout Rec, you said, man, we're just going to do it. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because it's really, really cool. You've been touring a little bit. You've been playing a couple shows in support of the Swallow album.
Well, we played a show, The Giants of Rock, in January. Mm-hmm. And because we were sort of, you know, we set about recording the album later on in the year, we didn't have a band because it was just myself and Adrian Dunn, the guitar player, that actually recorded the whole album, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, so everybody keeps saying, stunning work by this drummer and this bass player and the other guitar player. And we just sit laughing because it's in the press release, it's on the back of the album, and it's just funny, isn't it? But, you know, we done it ourselves. Like, you know, I mean, I played half the drums, and one of my old drummer from Mother's Ruin, he played half the drums on some of the older tracks. I obviously played on the newer tracks because I knew the newer tracks, he didn't.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like you were saying earlier, you know, you just end up doing it yourself. Well, yeah, it was quicker and it was easier, you know. And I played all the rhythm guitar along with Adrian doing his part, and then he played all the lead on it, you know, and we had a lot of people in. Yes, a couple of my sons and doing backing vocals and stuff, so it was a good time in the studio, and it was nice. Really a long time since I had done it, so yeah. As far back to the touring part, sorry. We played in the Giants of Rock January, and we're playing a week today in London. We're supporting the Phil Rudd Band.
Oh, nice.
From AC/DC, so yeah. We're playing in Camden, in a club in Camden, and we're looking forward to that because, you know, he's my all-time favorite drummer. It's just incredible.
Right.
All these years, I might get to meet him. Yeah, you know.
That's cool, man. That is cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
I imagine it's just like riding a bike. It just all come back and... you know, here you are doing it, making it happen. That's cool. I'm inspired.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's my birthday next week. I'm getting on, you know. I'm not 22 anymore, you know.
Doing vocals now, I don't know if that would be less, easier than the drums. I mean, as far as, like, physical activity, because you gotta move around a lot. Doing the vocals, but man, you know, drummers work out. They work out. You know, I mean, I couldn't do it
on big stages. Definitely, yeah, it's too hot. The lights are. You forget about how hot it is under these stage lights. You know, and as soon as you walk out on stage, you just start dripping sweat, and you think, "Oh my God, I've got to play drums in this as well." You know,
right?
I mean, singing's physical as well. We're finding it. It's having to find the air, the breathing, and trying to push it out. And because I sing so high, I don't sing in a gruff voice or a low down grunter. You know, I'm up there with them, so it's like it is quite a task for me.
I hear you. Well, I'm impressed when I see it. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know. It was me and my girlfriend Danny went to a concert last night, and it was one of these kind of reunion type deals where they have a bunch of different bands play, and that they'll play like three or four songs, and then there'll be a break. They'll tear everything down and reset up for the next people. And yeah, I'm telling you, man, in South Florida here, it's not only hot, it's humid. You know, I was dying in the audience. I'm like, I don't even know how these guys can handle it. But
yeah. Oxygen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. Very cool. Well, on the album, Swallow, and folks, I want to tell everybody that we have a link on our show page to Burnout Rec's website, just burnoutrec.com, and you can get there. We also have a link to the Facebook page What do you think about all this social media now and everything? I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I'm kind of going to date myself a little bit. I had tons of friends and bands. Whenever I wanted to go see a show or something, they'd always give me flyers and say, you know, go put these up all over town and, you know, you can get in. You know, they always put me to work. Today, you just put it on Twitter or something, you know, with, hey, come here, you know. What do you think about all that? Is it crazy? Or?
It's just crazy, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, people are, you know, our album wasn't even out. It had been recorded in the studio, obviously, and it was all kept quiet, kept private, you know, and all of us, you know, all of a sudden, Claire, my manager, found it on a Russian download site, you know, and it wasn't even released, it wasn't even in the shops yet, you know,
right.
And she managed to actually get them
to get it down,
sorted out, you know? Yeah, right. Get it down, but threatened them with the authorities, like, you know, but they removed it kind of sharpish, but, you know, yeah, that's just, it's crazy, you know, people can just do anything they like with you, and there seems to be no stopping it, so, you know.
I'm telling you.
As far as the page is concerned, yeah, that it's really, it's great. I just love it. I love all the messages you get, you know.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
you
from all over.
Funny people, you know. Yeah.
From all
Somebody
over.
Asked me if I had a license for my shoes, you know, because I've got a pair of white kind of cowboy boot looking shoes.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean if you got a license for those shoes? I just thought, who's this then?
Right. Trying to, they all got their hands out. You know, that's what it is. They all get their hands. You know, it's crazy. I was in a club. This was probably about, I don't know, 10 years ago. I was in L.A., and I was in one club with a bunch of people, and I came out. And in Los Angeles, they always have people passing, giving you flyers for other clubs. You know, they figure, well, this guy's drunk. He's going to go to spend some more money. And one of these kids handed me a flyer, and I look at the flyer. And like I said, I'm not in the music business. I'm just a painter. I just paint pictures. That's all I do, you know, very easy. And one of my paintings was on the flyer. And I said, well, I better get a free shot, you know. I better not have to pay cover to get in here. We didn't go. But I feel your pain, though, because, you know, when people steal music, or it's just, it kind of takes, you know, it's cool that people like your stuff, but it kind of takes the wind out of your sails a little bit, because you work hard at this stuff, you know. Recording an album ain't easy, you know, and it ain't cheap,
I'll tell you that, you know. That was a big shock, but I mean, you know, and then, you know, everybody wants it for free, everybody wants to download it for free, you know, and you know, and then everybody moans because nobody goes on tour. Well, that's because they don't have any money, because
right, they spend it all making the album.
Where they get the money for, you know, I mean, you know,
right.
Oh, good.
It's such
crazy times, you know, the world's just mental.
It's crazy. I tell you, I had a friend of mine, people always ask me for free stuff too, and she gave me some good advice. I was kind of complaining about this at a party, and she said, look, Jamie, she goes, if you were selling Cadillacs, no one would expect a free Cadillac. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. But, you know, hey, it's out and it's doing well. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool. You're back at it and whatnot. No, I'm looking at the track listing here. 11 tracks. And this is on Swallow, folks. What are some of your favorite tracks on? I mean, I know you probably like the whole thing, but if you had to pick out a couple, which ones kind of stand out for you?
I like the song "Swallow" itself.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing this little riff one day, and then within about, I don't know, 15 minutes, I had the verse and the chorus, you know, and I just thought. It really went really quickly, and then I had the chorus, the words for the chorus, but it was just like, I knew that it was sounding angry, you know, it was an angry sounding song,
right.
And up until Brexit happened over here, you know, then it made sense, so then I started, that's where I got the lyrics from, just all these sort of quotes and stuff, seeing it on the TV and reading it in the newspapers and that.
Yeah,
and so... That's where all of that comes from. But I mean, it can be you can relate it to anything, really. If you don't like anything, then you just put Swallow on and give it a shout, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, Swallow's great, and I love Flames. That kind of went the same sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Both obviously sounding a bit on the AC/DC side, but then that's just the way that I sing, isn't it? So,
right. Well, that's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
And they're both great tracks. Both great tracks. I dig it. I'm really digging it. And we're going to play Flames. It's a fantastic track. It's a fantastic track, so we're going to play it right now. We'll be right back. No, when you mentioned Swallow Came Easy, sometimes when I'm working on a painting, everybody sees the end result. And so they all think, oh, you know, you just sit down and you knock it out. Sometimes, a lot of times, I'm ready to throw this thing in the street. It's fighting me, you know. Yeah. I haven't lost one of those fights yet, but I worry. it's so nice, like when you mentioned when you were doing Swallow, that if it kind of comes a little easier, it's such a nice break. You know, it's like, yes, this is, everything just works, you know. I love that. I love that feeling.
I imagine you do too. It's hard to achieve it, you know. It's just, I'm normally struggling away with various parts of various ideas, and then somehow join them all together. So
that's cool. Now, do you keep like? I know a lot of the youngsters today. A lot of my friends, they'll use their phones. They'll keep ideas on their phones. I used to have a friend who had one of those little note to self recorders. I had a lot of people that just had pad and paper, you know, and they'd write ideas down. When do you keep something like that to get, you know, when you have different ideas for songs? And
I've tried it on the voice recorder on my phone, you know, and then I end up listening back to it. I forget I've done it. Listen back to it about a month later and go, what the hell is that? You know, jeez. You know, no. What are you doing? You said, what are you doing? So, no, normally I just get straight into the room there, and I've got a little 8-track recorder, and I just fire ideas down pretty quickly onto it, you know.
That's cool.
Play along with a straight drum beat and just hammer it out, and then that's us, we're away.
That's awesome. When I was a kid, my father had a reel-to-reel 4-track, because that's what you did when you were at that time, you know. But all my band friends would always, you know, kind of look at that out of the corner. They all wanted that in the basement. And my dad.
That's
was like,
right. I just get in and muck with it, and mess with it, and break it for your dad. Yeah,
exactly. He was like, "No, hands off."
I know. What everybody wanted. Yeah. Wanted one of those.
Oh man. Well, you know, but it's nice today. Now, what do you think of the technology today? Do you guys use a lot of that with the computers and some of the stuff that's available, the new tools, or not so much?
Not so much. Yeah, just like I say, just a small recorder, you know, just play along your straight drum beat. I don't even get involved with trying to make up patterns or that. There's no point. You know, it's just crazy, you know. I just play along the guitar, and then I'll sing over the top of it, do a bass on it, and then that's it. It's kind of there. But when we went into the studio, that was just live drums recorded, you know. Play along your click, do a cowbell, bonk, 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 and then off you go. And nice. Built all the tracks up from there. As I say, it's just me and him, Adrian, that went into the studio and done it. So it was like, it's really great. And then to see it all coming together, you know.
That's awesome. Well, you know, and it shows. And I don't know, in England there probably is, there definitely is here in the States, there is kind of this resurgence of, and I hate to use the word classic rock because I don't want it to sound like it's dated, because it's definitely fresh, but man, there's nothing like a rock show, I guess, you know what I mean. And
people
are digging it, you know. It for a while, but not so much. It didn't seem as popular. He had a lot of these guys playing acoustic guitars in a coffee shop, and that's great, you know, for them. But I like the energy of a rock show, you know. That's just me. But apparently a lot of other people.
It's the same sort of thing over here as well. But it's just you know, same with everything, isn't it? All the pubs are closing down. There's nowhere to play, you know. As soon as they banned tobacco, you know, smoking in pubs, that was the end of it, you know. Nobody went to the pubs, you know. And I don't know, what do they want us to do? Do they want us all to sit indoors and look at our computers, you know, and then they wonder why everybody's got a drink problem, because they're all in Tesco buying dozens of beers of a night, you know, wine. You know, it's just, as I say, the world's crazy, and I don't know. But yeah, everybody likes classic rock, yeah. I mean, I'm a bit crazy on that, because it's just like, obviously, I'm, as I said, I'm 55, and my influences are all coming from the 70s, aren't they? You know, it's like, I do love classic rock music, so obviously that's what I'm going to write these days. So there's no changing me, you know. No changing me. I mean, my kids are like between 25 and 30, and wow, they all like they like the older stuff as well. But when I actually wrote these songs, I'm writing them with a view to people within 10 years of me liking it, you know, not younger people. But I'm really, I'm amazed, blown away by the amount of young people that actually do say, God, I love this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys are great, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing, you know.
I'm telling you, Gary, next week in Camden, when you look out, I bet you'll be surprised at the number of young people. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like I said, I was at this concert last night, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing, you know, the funny thing is, this is kind of a punk new wave type deal, and I'm seeing all these young, like, punk rockers. I'm like, how does that happen? You know, but I didn't say a word. You know, I just smiled. And I wish I could still make my hair do that, but not so much. You know, people are into it. And I tell you, this just says something about rock and roll. A good rock band and good rock music, you know, there's something about it, you know. Flipping off authority, that's what it is. And there will always be authority to flip off. You know, I hear you. It's crazy. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Now, let me ask you before I let you go here. It's got to be cool doing this again, you know? It's got to be cool. Because this is what you're supposed to be doing, you know?
You know, it's just the only thing that I really, really do enjoy, you know? You know, coming out from behind a drum kit and standing in front of people, that was a scary part, you know? You still get the old jitters before you go on stage, and it takes a couple of numbers until you relax into it. But, you know, I could hide behind the drum kit, couldn't I, in the 80s, you know? But now I'm stood up the front, and then when you look at the audience, they are looking at you, you know, because you're singing, and you go, oh, my God, you know? You know, could you just look away, guys, for a minute and let me sing, you know?
Oh, man.
So, Yeah, but I do. It's great.
That's awesome. Well, hey, you know, one of the cool things about me doing this show is I make a lot of new friends, and I think I've made one in Northamptonshire. So there you go.
Northamptonshire.
That's right. In the house. That's cool.
Yeah, great.
Cool. And we'll have, like I said, hey, you know, get Claire a cup of coffee or whatever, buy her a pizza or something, because I know she worked real hard to make this get this all worked out, and I appreciate it. And you guys are just awesome.
We're rehearsing tonight and tomorrow night, so I'm just waiting on the bass player turning up just now. He's driving down from Glasgow, so that's like 300 odd miles he's coming.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, just
for a four hour rehearsal for next week, you know.
You know, Gary, that's a keeper. That shows dedication, you know?
He's great.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, hey, break a leg on the show. It'll go great, I know. And I'm going to stay right in touch. Me and Claire are buddies on Facebook now, so I'll stay right in touch. And, man, just keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know? You're real good at it.
Well, thanks. Thanks very much, and we shall try our best to keep going.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Cool, man. Well, hey, great meeting you, and I'll have this, and I'll send you guys over a copy and everything, and it'll be real nice. I'll put it together real nice. I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Yep, bye.
Bye. And there you have it, folks. There you have it. Gary Mote of Burnt Out Wreck. Fantastic. I love their new album. I know we only played a couple tracks from it, but, you know, pick it up, folks. Pick it up, because that's indicative of how just fantastic this album is. Swallow's the name of the album. Burnt Out Wreck. Just fantastic. Really, really good. Also, I want to mention Burnt Out Wreck's website, burntoutwreck.com, www.burntoutwreck.com. You go over there, you can see some awesome, you know, keep up to date with what's going on and the show venues and whatnot and the album and video, the video for Burnout Rec, or Swallow, I mean, I'm sorry, by Burnout Rec. Just really, really good. So yeah, that's www.burnoutrec.com. And once again, I want to give a big shout out to Metal Babe Mayhem. They are the official sponsor of today's show. MetalBabeMayhem.com and MetalBabe.rocks. Both will get you there. And just really, really cool stuff. Really cool gear. All your rock and roll gear, man. Very, very cool. And by gear, I mean fashion type stuff. You're not going to get amplifiers and Fender Stratocasters at Metal Babe Mayhem, but you're going to get cool guitar straps and clothing and all that. So for all your rock star needs, there you go. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Man, what a fun show. What a fun show. Gary rocks. He's awesome. And Claire does too. a little behind the scenes. We had a little bit of trouble connecting on Skype for this. And Claire just went above and beyond making that happen, getting it all sorted out for us and everything. So, you know, I always like to give acknowledgement for the people who make things happen, man. Sometimes they don't get enough. Cool. Well, that's it, folks. So thanks for listening and tuning in. We will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Friday. Got a pop singer returning to the show. It's Jonathan Caver. He's a pop singer from California. Got a brand new single out, and he's been on the show a couple times. Really, really cool guy. I think you guys will like that. That's an early show as well. That'll be 6 o'clock on the East Coast here in the States and 3 o'clock on the West Coast. And that's 11 o'clock for our listeners and new friends in the UK. So, but remember, if you go to my website, folks, jamierocks.us or poproxradio.com, P-O-P-R-O-X-X, R-A-D-I-O, poproxradio.com. You can see who's coming up, and we also have our archive there. This is episode 551, so we've got 550 episodes in archive right now of filmmakers, actors, celebrities, musicians, bands from all over the planet. I'm telling you, all over the planet. And we've been very fortunate to, have a lot of really just fantastic guests on the show. And it's awesome. Gary Mote being our latest addition to that. So cool stuff. Okay, folks, I'm out of here. Have a great day and evening, whatever the case may be, wherever you're at. And remember to keep your powder dry. Jamie Rocks, signing off.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.